From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. SCARC is having a car boot sale on March 22nd at the Club Rooms, 85 Godfrey's Road, Bligh. Entry and traders' tables are free, but we do require bookings to secure a trader's spot. It will be located in the grounds of the club rooms, so if you need shade, apart from the few large trees there, you'll have to organise something yourself. There'll be egg and bacon rolls and drinks for sale, as well as some great bargains to be had. Traders can set up from 8 a.m. and general entry is from 9 a.m. Details of how to book a trader's spot are on our website, vk4wis.org.
Hi, I'm John, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and this is Q News for Sunday, the 9th of March. Well, I'm sure you all know the phrase, we live in interesting times, and this time is spectacularly interesting. Q News is assembled on the Thursday before broadcast and written prior to that, so as I record this segment, pretty much everything I say is going to be a best guess. Cyclone Alfred is already being felt through preparation for an event with which many of our clan have no experience and with potential outcomes that nobody can predict beyond likelihood. So the first mantra for today is whether or not we can predict an event and its outcomes. An event only becomes a disaster when preparation is inadequate or the situation totally overwhelms the resources available to cope with what's happening. The key to this is planning, and I hope what you are all doing is planning. Most of what I say from here on is going to be speculative if you're listening on Sunday the 9th, but if you get the text edition that's distributed on Friday, you could be ahead of whatever curve is being thrown at us. At this stage, the club meeting on Monday the 10th of March will go ahead. Simon, VK4TSC, and Alan, VK4AL, from the Brisbane Weissen Group, are coming along to talk about emergency preparedness and Weissen. What Weissen is, what Weissen is not, how Weissen operates in our region, what you'd learn from being involved with Weissen, and how you can get involved. All great topics and extremely relevant to dealing with emergencies. It's still possible that Simon and Alan won't be able to make it from Brisbane, in which case we'll either have a natter night at the Toowoomba Library meeting room, or we'll send an email on Monday afternoon to cancel the meeting. The homepage of our website will be updated with the latest status, so keep a check, assuming that, of course, we can update the page. Still in the nature of preparedness, next weekend is the scheduled John Moyle Memorial Field Day event for 2025. The Darling Downs Radio Club is planning to operate in six-hour mode from the rear of the Danish Flower Art Complex on New England Highway, just north of Highfields. The rules require that all operations, including battery recharging, be portable and entirely away from power points and permanent wiring. If you've never done a John Moyle Field Day, then here's an interesting opportunity in the aftermath of Cyclone Alfred to see how portable operation can work. We'll let you know in the coming week how to get involved, what's happening, and indeed if our participation is still going ahead. A forward look at the diary. Our next member meeting will be Monday the 14th of April, and the topic is radar and LIDAR and how those are used in mobile situations. Yes, two words that strike fear into the hearts of many on the roads and two technologies that you might want to understand a bit better. How do they actually work and when don't they work? All will be revealed. That's the second Monday of the month, which is 14th of April, just ahead of Easter. And finally, watch this space for a change of date and possibly venue for our next club lunch. The normal date clashes with Redfest, and we think you shouldn't try to be in two places at once. The lunch will probably move to the Sunday, that's the 13th of April, and we'll discuss that at the meeting tomorrow. Cyclone Alfred is expected to hit the Downs around the same time that you'd hear this on air. Please stay safe and don't take risks. Keep an eye on our club website for meeting updates and drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au if we can help. With any luck, internet and phone will still be up, but if not, there's always amateur radio. Until next week, 73s from John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Well, g'day, news hounds. This is Gavin, Victor Kilo, 4 Zulu Zulu, of the hot and steamy north, and telling you that the Townsville Amateur Radio Club did the 2025 Defence Welcome to Townsville Expo. The 1st of March, the birthday of both the Australian Army and the Royal Australian Navy, saw the running of the Defence Welcome to Townsville Expo. Organised by the Directorate of Regional Engagement, Defence Member and Family Support, Joint Support Services Division, Military Personnel Organisation, Department of Defence. The Welcome Expos are held in communities where Defence Members are stationed and have been held in Townsville for many years. The Townsville Amateur Radio Club Inc. has participated in many of the expos under the leadership of Royal Australian Navy veteran Ian Morrison, VK4 India Golf Mike, to fly the amateur radio flag in the defence community. The 2025 expo was supposed to have been held on Saturday the 8th of February, but had to be deferred due to the defence personnel being deployed in north and far north Queensland to support relief efforts during the monsoon weather event. With Cyclone Alfred safely out at sea, and with most defence personnel back in town, the expo was held at Townsville Stadium in the suburb of Murray, with excellent weather and good attendance from exhibitors and defence families. The Tark Inc. was there in strength with fearless leader Ian VK4 India Golf Mike, assisted by Richard VK4 Parkerbeck Victor, Dave VK4 Hotel Delta Golf, Lendl VK4 Zulu Mike, and Gavin VK4 Zulu Zulu. Setting up at 7:30 a.m. with battery-operated audio-visual display, a working HF, VHF and UHF transceiver, a HF loop antenna on tri-powered, a hands-on send your name and Morse code setup, a live demonstration of Steve VK4 Golf Foxtrot Romeo's Kiwi SDR remote-controlled receiver, pamphlets and giveaway copies of Amateur Radio Magazine and the magazine of renown Backscatter. The team were joined by Wallaby Bob, VK4 Whiskey Juliet, and were kept busy catching up with members from other community organisations. As an example, Flinders Region Girl Guides have already grabbed us for Jamboree on the Air, and fielding inquiries from Defence Families. The Tark stand was visited by Grant, VK4 Gold Whiskey Alpha, who was involved with running the Townsville Aero Modeler stand just down the lane, Marion and Joe, VK4 Alpha Mike, an RAAF veteran, Mark VK4 Tango Sierra Victor, Joe and Ben VK4 Yankee Tango, Peter VK4 Papa Julie Hotel and Semi, and Snow VK4 Mike Echo, an Australian Army veteran. And we visited Nigel VK4 November Alpha Romeo, the Sally Man, for the occasional coffee refill. Also took turns in going to see Ian VK4 India Golf Mike driving a tuba for Townsville Brass. We were visited by the youth leader of Florence Bay Rovers. They're keen to become radio qualified during 2025. The midday closing time came around too soon, and packing up only took half an hour. The AMs finished up and were well satisfied that the presence of amateur radio has well re-energised amongst the defence community and community groups in the Townsville region. Ian VK4 India Golf Mike thanks everyone who assisted with the expo display and hopes for a good roll-up for the early 2026 event. With that, this is Gavin VK4 Zulu Zulu from the hot and steamy north.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4 ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is just weeks ago that areas to the north were fighting the force of nature with homes flooded and roads cut. Only last week I commented on the vague pattern that was the path of Cyclone Alfred and wished him away. This week, the south of Queensland and northern New South Wales are feeling the brunt of what a cyclone can provide, and we have no assurance that the system is moving far away or dissipating any time soon. My earliest memories of weather like this are of being stranded on the farm that my parents owned and getting the thrill as military aircraft flew low over the paddocks and dropped fodder to stock on adjoining farms. Back then, the rescue boat was a sturdy wooden vessel propelled by about half a dozen oarsmen whose task was to best the raging brown water to offer assistance. Local radio amateurs used shortwave radios to pass messages to and from the flood-bound areas. I was too young to know that they were involved then. These days the communities depend on the services of emergency workers and volunteers, and the boats tend to be metal and powered by petrol engines. A smaller crew means more goods or passengers can be taken aboard. Radio amateurs may assist on an ad hoc basis, or some are involved in local disaster support. But the ubiquitous mobile phone is thought by many to provide communications and safety. As we've personally experienced, when the cell service runs out of battery power, people can be without communications for days until battery charging is provided by emergency generators or reconnection of mains electricity. It was with a certain feeling of satisfaction that I watched news reports of retailers running out of generators as the seriousness of the impending threat dawned on people. It is perhaps too late to be reminding listeners about the service an amateur station can provide if there is preparation for conditions like the passage of a cyclone. However, the whole situation should provide a lesson in preparedness on personal, domestic, and community levels. As we can't be sure of where Alfred will travel before finally blowing itself out, we should be encouraging others to be properly prepared in the next few days and then look over what did and didn't work for them. For all those directly affected, I trust that you stay safe and the disruption to you and your friends and family is not too great. I personally know many amateurs live in the path of the cyclone or its area of influence. I hope your antennas came down when you wanted them, and not when the gales hit. I trust you kept your food fresh and the lights stay on. Best wishes from the Q News team. I'm Jeff Emery.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.